It's Tuesday, the 29th of March. It's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host, Ace, and joining me are Artura.
Hello, everyone.
Gozagoz.
Hey.
And Prince.
Hello.
How's everyone this week? We've got some good stuff to talk about, including something that was announced mere hours ago, and you've probably already read about it on GameGrin.com while you're listening to this or waiting for this episode to download. You know, I'm sure you have. But first, we'll talk about what game has everyone been playing this past week. Arturo, why don't you take us away?
I've been playing a lot of Ghostwire Tokyo and Death Stranding, and I honestly just found out that I'm not very good at enjoying walking simulators, especially not Kojima games. Like, there's always this thing where I've always heard it that you either love or hate Kojima games. And I've found out that I'm in the former category. In the latter category. I hate Kojima. I hate that story. I hate it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a lot of rage. I was really enjoying Death Stranding's package delivery. And it's really enjoyable to be able to sneak around. And even the combat system, despite how clunky it is, was really enjoyable to play. But then the story just starts taking these weird turns. And I'm like, what were they smoking?
Oh, that's okay. I've seen a lot of people have that issue with Kojima. I was wondering what your problem was going to be because you started listing positives. And I was like, what an interesting way to start, you know, after saying you hate a game. Yeah, that all of Kojima's games have like the wildest storytelling, quote unquote. Ever.
I hated it so much. I was really loving Death Stranding, and the story just scared me off of it. I don't think I can revisit Death Stranding anymore because the gameplay was just ruined by the storytelling.
How like it's implied that you want a walking package delivering simulator, though, like without the story. That's what you want. You want
absolutely. Like, I will take it.
Honestly, I feel that.
I was just so disappointed. I was like, this didn't need a story. The gameplay was perfect enough without it.
But at least you got some enjoyment out of it, I suppose.
That is true. I did really enjoy the gameplay, and it was really unique. And I'm not super huge on walking simulators, but Death Stranding might have convinced me to try others.
Okay, Gorz, what about you?
I didn't really play anything interesting over the last few weeks. I'm just going between Genshin Impact, Red Dead Online, and Babylon's Fall. Just in a rotation.
How long have you been playing Genshin Impact?
Since it released, I think. I don't know how long it's been.
Really? What's kept you going with it so far? So long, I mean.
I mean, it's like they keep updating the game, and like, to be honest, I still didn't clear all the stuff that they have. Had before like the last big update, so like I'm always behind on the content. Always have quests popping up for me to do, always stuff to unlock and shit.
At least you're not going to go on social media and say the game is dead just because you completed all the content.
Oh no.
So this is an odd question, but like, how long does it? I know there's gacha elements in that game, but what I've done is I've only spent 12 hours in it, and I just run around killing geese, and I haven't even went inside the city or castle thing yet. I'm still in the beginning stage. But how does the gacha element in that game work, Gorz?
That's basically how you get more characters. So you start and you have your main character, the protagonist of the story, and you through like story quests you unlock three more characters, and then if you want more of them, which they the characters appear in the story in their own quests and stuff like that, and if you want to play as them, you have the gacha stuff.
Okay.
But like it's you get plenty of premium currency from just playing the game or doing the main content, doing the side content, stuff like that. So unless you want to unlock specific characters, you'll probably have a bunch of characters by just playing the game and just doing the gacha whenever you have the enough currency.
Okay, I've always wondered, because I always see people online, like, talking about it. I like gacha things, to be honest, because I'm a little addict. But, I always see people talking so negatively about it, and I haven't even gotten there, because I just genuinely only like running. It's a beautiful game. I love the grass in it. I love grass. So I've just been running around, like, killing things occasionally, slimes and stuff. Like, I've leveled out my character. I have not entered the city thing. I just run outside.
I mean, it's really, if you just ignore that there's microtransaction and stuff, as a free game, it's really, really impressive. Like, mm-hmm. It could be a paid game, like, easily.
Yeah.
Because it's really solid, like, everything from the ground up, like, has a few kinks here and there that, like, I notice because I play the game often, but yeah, other than that, it's a really, really solid game.
I actually really agree with that, because I got to play for like 2 months before I had to stop because my wife's computer broke, and I was like, I'm not going to leave you behind. So the thing is, I really liked the way the gacha system worked. Though I did find that Genshin Impact is best enjoyed. I know it is a mobile game, but a lot of people play it on PC. And I think that's one of the reasons why the game has struggled so much. Because when you enjoy it as a mobile game and you play it by shorter bursts, you have so much more to do. We would play the update on very quickly, and then we just run out of stuff and just be like, well, I guess that's over.
I didn't know it was a mobile game, to be honest. I just play it on PS4. I had no clue it was even on mobile, to be honest. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yep. I pretty much... Sorry.
Go on, don't worry.
I pretty much just played on the PC. So I think I have it on my phone, but yeah, I don't really use it there.
If you only think you have it, then yeah, you clearly don't play it.
I mean, I have plenty of shit that I think I have on my phone.
Wow, Gorse is bragging about having space on the phone.
No, I honestly don't know. I think I have lots of apps, but I'm not sure.
Jealous.
Because I just go to the same three ones or something. Like Chrome, thousand tabs. And counting.
So, Prince, what about you? What have you been playing?
Oh, I've been revisiting Silent Hill 2 again, and Silent Hill 3, though. So that's
I'm leaving.
I don't think I've ever talked about Silent Hill 3 on here.
I saw you tweeting about Silent Hill 2 the other day.
That's why I've been playing it again, actually. I'm trying to go through all of the Silent Hill games, even the ones I hate again, specifically because I went to the wiki, I don't think they call it Wikia anymore. That used to be, I feel like I'm revealing my age when I say that, because that's like what they called it in 2012. But
it was only a few years ago, 2 years ago, they changed it to fandom, I'm sure.
Really? It feels like it was way longer than that, than 2 years ago. It was when I was in high school, they changed it to fandom. And I remember that because they started this program where they claimed that if you were editing articles or creating new articles about new franchises, they were totally going to send you to San Diego Comic-Con, and that never happened.
2016, oh my god.
That was, yeah, that's when I was in high school. That's when I graduated high school. So I was right. Haha! Sorry about that. But I went to the Silent Hill 2 wiki after I was watching another one of those stupid icebergs on YouTube. I swear to God, I only watch them to find things that are incorrect at this point. I know it's everything that they have to say about Silent Hill 2, but every time I catch something wrong, I'm like, that's not right. Like, there was just something so misinformational about the red squares and the bubblehead nurses that I literally had to pause in this iceberg and be like, that is not true. And I don't know what the hell's going on here, you know? But that's not how that worked. So I went to see where the information came from, And I found out it was sourced straight from the fucking wiki, like word for word. And I even clicked on, like, I was like, where's this person getting their resource, you know, because it had a resource. It was a random tweet thread. It wasn't even the right tweet. Like, it was so unrelated that this person, like, put in their fan theory and was hoping no one would ever notice. I was horrified. And so, of course, this led me to fix that article. I signed up for the first time for Fandom Wiki. Well, for the first time since they restarted. So, like, yeah, the first time as an adult, I guess, since, like, oops. But I was I've been cleaning up the whole fucking wiki. I'm so upset about it. Like, it's not even okay to me. So I'm replaying 2 and 3, because those are the ones that seem the most muddled up, in my opinion. And then I'm going to go 1 and then 4.
Well, me, I've been playing, I finished Forza Horizon 4. I've done all of the content that I want to do. I've not bothered with any of the seasonal stuff, because every week it's a new season. Like, this week it's winter until Thursday, then it's going to be spring. And I didn't notice when I was playing Forza Horizon 5 that this is what they do, that the weather changes for each season, because Forza Horizon 5 is set in Mexico and there's like barely any difference between the seasons in Mexico. So in Forza Horizon 4, which is set in the UK, in winter, lots of snow. Autumn, lots of rain, blah, blah, blah. So I've definitely noticed it more this in Forza Horizon 4. So I wanted to play through autumn and winter, because just in case it unlocked any new events. And no, not really. So I did the Fortune Island expansion and then the Lego Speed Racers expansion. That was pretty fun. And once I'd finished, i.e. done what I wanted to do and couldn't be bothered to do anything else, I've moved back over to Forza Horizon 5. It's taken me months to play all of these games.
Oh my gosh. So wait, does that mean, like, is your Forza journey almost over then? Or?
I thought it was, but I wasn't as far in Forza Horizon 5 as I thought. There's all these speed cameras and danger zones. You got to jump over ramps as fast as you can, and drift zones where you have to drift your car along these winding roads, and oh, I hate those so much. In all of these games, there's drifting, and I hate it every single time. I just can't do it. I can barely get 1 star on most of these events.
Oof. Yeah, I get that feeling so much. I suck at racing games.
The racing itself is fine, and most of the speed zones I can get 2 or 3 stars. The danger zones, once you've unlocked a fast enough car, just get a straight run up to the ramp and you can fly for miles.
Honestly, I think I always blame part of the reason that I can't play for racing games is because I can't race, I mean, drive in real life either. So it's like, that's why I'm not good at racing games,
should
okay?
Should be helping you, though, I feel like. Like, I'm same hat for the not driving, to be honest. but, like, for me, that helps, because I'm a lot more reckless in a racing game. I don't care if, like, I take damage or anything. Like, you just got to get in there and get in first. Like, fuck the other cars. I'm a Gran Turismo fan, too, so, like, that's maybe part of why.
Until I started playing through all of these Forza games, my racing trick, I suppose, was to just go in straight lines. When you reach a turn, just aim for one of the other cars and try to bounce off of it or a wall.
How does that work when in first that. Place, though?
It makes it more difficult. That's probably why I haven't really gotten on with racing games until now. I think I've actually done most of the big events, so I actually, no, yeah, that's a good point. I got into the Hall of Fame, which I think is like the main aim of the game. And then I started doing some of the story things, and one of the I'll say characters said, "Oh, I won't race you because you're not even in that stupid Hall of Fame of yours." I'm like, I got into the Hall of Fame like 2 hours ago.
Well, news travels slowly over there.
News travels slowly in fast racing circles.
Yeah, they have fast cars, but their cell phones are still like
analog.
They have cranks. That's what I'm saying. You need to crank up your cell phone to call someone. And then it takes a few days.
And then it takes a few
days. Minimum?
I like to imagine...
What doesn't take a few days? Taking over Ukraine.
Oh my god! Please!
Sorry. I have to go into the news.
Oh my god.
That is not okay. You're making another segue.
Oh my god.
But as we've spoken in the last few weeks, yes, Russia is invading Ukraine. And we've mentioned the itch.io bundle, the Humble bundle, and Fanatical have put out a Stand With Ukraine charity bundle. And they sold out in less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
So they restocked the keys and sold out in mere hours again.
So here's a tribute to everyone that missed out on the keys.
Yeah,
including
unfortunately.
Me. Oh, so sad. Some of these games, I'm like, damn, I wish I got a hold of this 24 hours ago.
Well, I thought, oh, I'll pick that up in the morning. And then I go up in the morning and sold out. And then I had to go out shopping. So while I was out shopping, they restocked the codes. And someone pinged me in the Game Grumps Discord, which you can join yourself if you wish. And
it actually
by the time I finished shopping, they were out of stock again.
Oh my god, that fast?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I bet, though.
But to their credit, they raised $159,262, and all of those proceeds went to the Red Cross in Ukraine. And some lucky people got games like Among Us, Gang Beasts, Fling to the Finish, X Rebirth, Shoe.
Are you just picking at random?
I'm picking games that I know, personally. Is there a game you want to bring up?
No. No.
Well, then.
Marooners?
What? 1993 Space Marine? That's one of the games. That's not Games Workshop, though.
Actually, that's Space Machine, not Space Marine.
Oh. Yeah. Shit. That's embarrassing. I'm disgraced. Goodbye.
The developer is just cursing at our podcast now.
Well, it looks like a Space Marine on the cover, so my brain went to Space Marine.
No,
technically, like, every astronaut kind of looks like a Space Marine, yeah?
I mean, like, the Games Workshop Space Marine. Like, he has one eye and, like, a thing on the side of his head. Never mind.
I thought that was a... Oh, I might be blind. I thought that was a monocle, to be honest. No, I think it is.
Oh.
I think it's an eye patch.
Really? Like, it's either an eye patch and this guy's got a scar, because the picture's kind of blurry. Or, like, that's a monocle, but I was leaning towards monocle.
You know what you will be needing an eye patch for? Ooh. After you sell your eye for Grand Theft Auto Plus?
Oh my god, this is what happens when we take away Ace's segue rights. They deserve deserve to be taken away, but
I had to give it a shot.
Well, I thought we might as well address GTA Plus, the new thing that's coming to GTA Online at the end of this month. Well,
Jesus Christ.
Today.
Oh.
On PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S, you can pay $5.99 a month to get some money, some upgrades, discounts, bonuses for in-game money, and you can upgrade to an Aquarius super yacht.
This isn't available for PC. Do we know why?
Because people who have the PC and many other console versions aren't going to pay $5.99 to get a foot in the door with all this money that you can get with a $5.99 membership.
Yeah. To be honest, I was going to say, like, if you're on PS4 and stuff, you gotta pay anyways to play GTA Online, because you need PlayStation Plus to play any multiplayer games online. Like, it's bullshit, to be honest. It's bullshit. So this is just adding more money to that. So I feel like, I don't know how anyone else works. I only know how the PlayStation one works. But if you're already paying money, why would you pay another $6 on top of it just so you could have, like, a fancier yacht?
It is worth to mention that Grand Theft Auto Plus received controversy because on Twitter, everyone started being like, this is ridiculous because there's already a lot of a gap between new players joining Grand Theft Auto Online and the old players that have been playing for a very long time. And they're like, this is just going to make that gap all the more, you know, prominent.
Yeah, but pay to win.
Just pay to win.
I think it's such bullshit in, like, a game that's already, like, kind of paid to play, unfortunately. Like I said, I don't know how it is on, like, Xbox or anything, but on PlayStation, it's pay to play.
How big
like, you
is
can't
it?
Just have that. Sorry, Gores.
No, never mind.
Okay.
Well, speaking of PlayStation.
Oh, no.
The news story that I mentioned at the start of this podcast was the new PlayStation Plus quote-unquote Spartacus tiers have finally been revealed. There is PlayStation Plus Essential, PlayStation Plus Extra, and PlayStation Plus Premium. And two of those tiers will merge the PlayStation Now service into them. So if you just want to pay for your cloud saves and get two monthly downloadable games, then you can just stay on PlayStation Plus Essential. If you currently have an extended PlayStation Plus membership, we don't know if that'll remain as an essential or you'll be able to upgrade it to an extra or premium, but extra will give you access to PlayStation 4 and 5 games, which you can download or stream as part of the PlayStation Now thing. And the PlayStation Plus Premium will also let you play 340 games from the original PlayStation, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and PlayStation Portable. That doesn't sound like a lot of games from four it's different not. Systems. But
can I, as someone who's had PlayStation Now before, can I point out this is a huge price jump, first of all, but B, I believe there is less games. Like, this is actually a smaller selection and a huge price jump. I'm fucking pissed about it. Oh my God. Oh. I'm such a cheap bitch anyways, which is the reason I stopped getting PlayStation Now, because it was not worth the money once my internet got bad. Because it used to only be 60. I got the, like, there's a deal. I think it's regularly, like, around $90 a year. I got it for $60 a year, which is not that much at all, to be honest. That's, like, what? Fuck. I should know what $60 a year is. Is that, like, $5 a month? What is that? Something like that. Like, it's cheap. It was cheap enough that I was like, yeah. So then to see it, like, at this price for a worse deal, I'm, like, kind of disgusted by it.
I agree completely. Though for the record, I only got to have PlayStation Plus, I mean PlayStation Now, for a little while before they took it off from Colombia. And then I went, I did a bypass by using a VPN. And I bought myself PlayStation Plus, and then it was so laggy I couldn't use it, so I just essentially wasted the entire month.
Yeah, that's, see, I had really, really good internet when I got it. So I actually got like 9 months out of a year before I moved, and it was so worth it, actually, even the streaming. As long as you have like internet that's like good, it was worth it, because it had like 900 games across PS2 to PS4. They did not have PSP games, I will give them that. Like, that's a new thing. But it was an okay selection. A lot of the games are shit. The good games get removed after around a year. Just, like, I can't believe it got worse, to be honest. I'm kind of, like, mind blown that they made it worse. And they're acting like it's not worse because it's paired up with PlayStation Plus now, which I wasn't getting because I already felt like that was a bad deal in the first fucking place. So now it's a worse deal on both ends. Amazing.
For the premium, it's £13.49 a month or £99.99 a year, which if you pay it monthly, that's £161.88.
Horrible.
This is PlayStation's answer to the Game Pass, the Xbox Game Pass, of course. So you look at Game Pass.
They already had an answer, though. Like, they just made the answer worse.
You look at the Game Pass, and it's $10.99 a month. And if you pay for a year in advance, it still works out as $10.99 a month.
Amazing. See, that was the thing. PlayStation does, if you paid in advance, it is, I believe, cheaper usually. Like, they have deals and stuff. Because that's what I was doing. I don't know if they're still doing that. I'm fucking, ugh.
But do they have the role answer?
That was a PlayStation 2 game series, so...
There's a possibility, 1 in 340.
That's not good odds.
That's not bad odds. I mean, if they do, then it's nearly worth it.
Oh my god. Sorry, Artura, but fuck, you could go.
No, go on, don't worry.
I was just going to say, how many games, you know, are there that span across the PS2 to the PS4? Like, there's so many games in there. 340? I have more games than that in my library. Like, my personal library at home between the systems, I'm pretty sure. Like, what is this?
Jeez, where do you keep all that?
Well, keep in mind that apparently, the PlayStation 2 alone has 3,800 games.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I just looked on Wikipedia, PlayStation 2, 4,380.
I wonder how many of those Osama had.
We're not talking about that again. You have to think that a bunch of these can't be on modern systems because, I mean, 007 might fire. Who's going to pay Electronic Arts for the rights to put on?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of licensed games. Like, the PS2 era was full of that. Like, every game was a licensed game.
But there were more than 300 non-licensed games.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I went back because I was like, there's no way it's this bad, but it looks like it might actually be like 400 plus 300, because if you read PlayStation Plus Extra, it's like, oh, 400 games, and then an additional 340 if you read the premium. So it's actually 740, which is still less than they had on PlayStation Now, which was more like 990 or something like that. Because I remember, because they were so boastful, up to almost 1,000 games. So it is still less. Like, ugh. And it's not a lot. Yeah.
Plus, as I said, that's 340 spread between four systems. The other 400 is spread between the PS4 and PS5.
Yeah, because they added the PSP into this, so it's like, oh god, you're getting even less.
Let's just keep in mind that between the three systems, the PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and PlayStation Portable, it doesn't have PlayStation Original games, right? Oh yeah, it does. So, excluding the PlayStation Original games, because I didn't add them into the account, we have a total of 7,713 games to choose from.
It's not a lot. It's like, It feels like a lot, to be honest, because of course it does. That's a lot of games. And realistically, yeah, you're probably never even going to play that, like, all of that, all of the games on there. But it's the fact that it's less and it's more expensive, you know? Like, and it's probably a shit selection, because it's always been a shit selection. That's the big problem.
You've got to remember that Grand Theft Auto 5 came out on PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 5, so three of those games are just the same game.
Oh, no. That's a good it's point.
The same with, like, Persona 5, because that was Persona, or that was PlayStation 3 and PS5. I mean, PS4. God damn it, I can't. The word 5 and the word Persona and then PlayStation, like, it just really, the P's and the numbers are fucking
One thing we have to keep in mind is that the PlayStation Pluses, like, first of all, what the hell is up with those names? PlayStation Plus Essentials, like, oh my god, PlayStation Plus Overdue. Anyway, but also aside from that, they're actually not going to get day one releases.
Ah, any of, still.
Any of the tiers. So, like, Xbox still has that over PlayStation.
Yeah.
So, I'm reading this article, but on the PlayStation blog, obviously. But it's the titles listed as being at launch. I do want to point out were games that were on PlayStation Now for a period of 9 to 11 months each. For God of War and like Marvel Spider-Man and I believe Mortal Kombat 11 as well. I don't know about Death Stranding because I think I was already off of it by the time that came to PlayStation Now. I'm not 100 anymore. But these are games that I'm almost for sure going to be only on there for a year because that is exactly how they've been doing those titles in the past. Like, those are temporary. They're going to be temporary.
Yeah, and it just strikes me like an attempt at getting people to buy it because, like, oh, look at all the wonderful games you're going to be able to play.
That's especially exactly what it is. I did it because of Persona 5. That's why I got PlayStation Now is because they had Persona 5 and it was still really fresh. And they only I didn't even finish Persona 5 on it because they removed it, like, 3 months into my plan.
Those bitches.
I know!
Yeah, and I guess that the selling point is that on the PlayStation Plus Premium, you'll be able to stream them to PC. But it is really worth noting that it isn't even available in every country, and not even Japan has streaming to PC available just yet.
I want to point this out again. PlayStation Now used to have that. That used to not even be a thing you had to pay extra for on PlayStation Now. I could stream on my PC. I would go to my college and do it. Some games where you were able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And like now you're paying $99 a month. Oh my god, a year for that.
Ridiculous.
Well, something that you don't have to pay for. Some fans have made it so you can play Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time on the PC. Not only that, but with HD graphics, widescreen support, mods, and yes, it's something that Nintendo are going to have removed as soon as they notice it.
As soon as you watch this podcast. Yeah, like, I'm surprised this project has gone on this long. Realistically speaking, we've been talking about this project for around, what, 3 weeks? I think it was the first time I heard about it. And I'm like, this is a new record for Nintendo.
Yeah, I'm shocked they haven't shut it. I feel like there's got to be a legal reason they haven't shut it down yet. There's got to, like, I don't know why they haven't. Or maybe they've, like, actually sent out the cease and desist and nobody fucking listened to it.
To be fair, to use this, you need to get this Ship of Harkinian software from a specific Discord server, so not from a website. So where can you send a DCMA to with a Discord server? And when using this software, you need to have a legally sourced N64 ROM.
I was about to say, I think that's the reason Nintendo hasn't done anything about it now that I was, like, reading up on it. It's the fact that you need a legal ROM. And emulation is not illegal. Like, I want to put that out there. You can emulate things legally. Like, piracy is where things get illegal. And this isn't piracy. You need a legal copy. So what is Nintendo going to do? They're going to suck it.
The main purpose of this software is to use an illegally obtained copy of our game. So we are saying that you owe us $40 million. That's what they're going to do.
Well, I mean, it's like, I think what it is, it goes back to, like, you do need a legal copy of the ROM. This is going to be a fight. I kind of almost, I don't want the lawsuit to come, actually, because I hate that shit. But I almost want to see it come because I want to see how it's going to, like, play out in court. I really would hope that the person would fight it if they get sued. Because I'm curious on what the outcome would be, because it would be a precedent, and then we finally have a precedent.
There's a couple of screenshots on this VGC article of Ocarina of Time in ultra wide screen. It's just crazy
with the curve and everything.
There's also a lot of mods already being supported where players are PvPing and stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah, there's a ray tracing graphics mod.
Ooh, and they're doing Majora's Mask 2? That's going to be fucking cool. Oh my gosh.
They have all these enhancements so you can see every single polygon there is.
Literally.
I did notice that this article does say the PC port was made possible thanks to a 2-year fan project which successfully reverse-engineered a version of Ocarina of Time into compilable C code. So that's probably what Nintendo is going to base this on. They reverse-engineered our code, and it says in the terms and conditions of our game, do not reverse-engineer our code.
Does it, though? Like, have they actually, do you think they even thought about that when they wrote their, like, terms and conditions of their game?
I'm pretty sure I've seen it in the past. I could not say from what generation or whether it goes back to the N64.
I feel like it's just such an old, and it's the N64. Like, I feel like nobody was thinking about that stuff yet. Like, legal contracts have changed so much in the time period between, like, then and now, like, because so many things going on. A big example is, like, arcade machines. A lot of old contracts used to say coin machines. Like, because you had to put coins inside the stupid fucking machine. And that's how come, like, certain arcade machines can be sold without paying the original, like, people to this day if they don't have a coin-based operating system. So, it could just be a small fucking legal thing. But if they didn't write that in a contract, they might be fucked on this. Like, that's probably why they haven't sued yet. They might actually have no ground.
Well, I just know it's in the terms and conditions of iTunes that you will not reverse engineer this product to use it to create nuclear devices.
That's funny. I hate that they have to, like, I know why they have to write that now, but, like, that's, like, it's unfortunate they had to, like, make sure to start including that, but it's kind of funny. Now, I'm not a terrorist, I swear.
Yeah, you know how to use iTunes to create a nuclear device.
No, I don't even use Apple.
You don't need to. You reverse engineered iTunes.
Don't you need Apple for iTunes?
It runs on Windows.
Oh, well, fuck. I didn't know that.
This is why Windows is superior.
This is, like, the stupidest thing ever, but I always kind of assumed it just ran on Macs, because there are Macs. So I just, like, never even gave it more thought than that. I hate Apple.
Well, on the subject of Nintendo and hating,
beautiful.
Last week, I found a link to an archive.org posting of this really cool Super Mario 64 guide. And rather than just being a guidebook, it had all these 3D models in it too, so you could literally find your way around the levels instead of just looking at the screenshots. and it was pretty cool. And Nintendo of America have said no. Archive.org has had to take it down.
Oh my god, wait, what?
This book was sold in Japan in 1996, never released in the West, and yet Nintendo of America have said, no, take that down. We're not letting you have that guidebook, which Nintendo probably didn't even publish.
I hate that, but also I didn't realize they can, like, you can ask the archive to remove things. Like, that's a thing. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm that idiot who's like, oh, this is the internet and it's an archive. So I guess I never thought you could request to have stuff take it. That makes me very upsetty spaghetti also, though. It defeats the point of an archive.
It definitely does. It feels kind of ruthless to be able to have an archive where I can just go and be like, hey, I don't like this.
Every podcast, I discover I like Nintendo, like, a little less each time. I already hate them, so it blows my fucking mind that the bar, like, drops every single time. Like, I don't even understand how the bar has gotten as low as it has. Because, well, like, what is this? It's on the floor. Why is it getting lower?
I wanted to tie this into our main topic. What are Nintendo's good points? Let's raise up your Nintendo in your esteem. Let's find out what Nintendo, what good things have Nintendo done.
Mario.
Zelda.
I'm done. No, they screwed it up with Breath of the Wild, just Mario.
No, what?
No, your opinion is invalid, Gorsogors, shut up.
No, I'm gonna put this out there, is they gave Pokemon to 4 kids until 2006, and I think that was the greatest thing in the world.
Was that Nintendo, though, or was that just money talking?
No, it was, well, I mean, yeah, well, actually it was, it's very interesting, because what it was is the guy who later becomes the president and CEO and all that of 4Kids, he technically owns the company already, but it's like on the side, it was never big. He was already doing commercials for Nintendo. He's the guy who wrote the Bad Legend of Zelda rap commercial, which is a fucking amazing fun fact there. So because he already had a working, history with them, and they actually liked what he was doing, he got Pokemon before 4Kids was even really a thing, and that's what kicked off 4Kids, was Pokemon right there. And it, great job! He's the guy who came up with the phrase, gotta catch them all, the Pokemon opening song, fuck it. He wrote a lot of the Pokemon music himself, actually. Like, fucking amazing job. Sorry. Like, Pokemon in the West through 4Kids did great, and I will always thank Nintendo for giving them that chance, and I'll always hate Nintendo for taking it away in 2006 from all of us and giving it to the Pokemon company.
Nintendo also makes some good hardware.
I guess.
Debatable.
I like the GameCube, I'll be real. I like the GameCube, but they didn't really fucking treat the GameCube right now, did they?
I feel like Nintendo just stopped being good on hardware after the Wii. And I know this is a bit controversial to think, but the Switch's, Joy-Con drift is so poorly thought out. And the way they fixed those problems was not really a fix. I actually got a Nintendo Switch with a Joy-Con drift, and then that's it. I was done. I couldn't do it anymore because I had COVID on me, so I was like, no, I can't actually afford a Joy-Con.
Well, to be honest, I don't think it's necessarily like the design or the innovation that's wrong with like things like that. It's being cheap. They're a very cheap company nowadays, especially, and which is crazy because they make money. They got to be making money. But because they don't care about their consumers anymore, like the big Joy-Con drift issue is the fact that they didn't care enough to fucking get good quality product.
You say anymore. Did they ever care for?
I mean, like, I like to believe when I see things like the Dreamcast, or not the Dreamcast, I meant to say the GameCube. Now I'm thinking about the wrong thing. Sorry about that. But like the GameCube, I always have gotten those two confused. I think it's because they're two syllable like words. Like the GameCube, like that they used to genuinely try. And I think the Wii also was a pretty, like, it's gimmicky, but it was inventive and interesting. I think the Wii U, they dropped off hard. Hard. To be honest, I think everybody got lazy in 2010 specifically. Like, that's when every company was getting lazy. That's when Xbox literally lost the console war against PlayStation because they even were like, let's get lazy and just start doing a bunch of bad Kinect shit. it's like, I think this is an industry-wide issue post 2010, but I think Nintendo really has made it obvious. Like, it's more obvious through them that they do not give a single fuck about their consumers anymore.
You want to hear an interesting thing about, you know, going back onto Nintendo being a cheap company and they must be making money?
Yeah.
On the list of highest grossing media franchises, can you guess what is the media franchise that is most famous?
Probably Mario?
Pokemon.
Pokemon. No, yeah, duh. Well, yeah, it would be Pokemon. That shit hit so big in the West.
The list actually contains two Nintendo franchise IPs, including Pokemon and Mario, both of which have grossed over $50 billion. And Pokemon actually beats Star Wars, and Mickey Mouse and Friends, and Winnie the Pooh, and Hello Kitty.
See, I'm that bitch too, because like I 100% believe that is because of the way it like it when it hit the West, like the anime specifically, like I. All the cards sold. Like, there was just so much going on over here. I remember the Pokemon boom. It's what made anime really become popular in America through children, not just adults. Like, I don't want to... Nintendo isn't the reason. Like, Nintendo is legitimately not the reason. And people will get mad at me for saying that. But it's true. And yeah, there's been Pokemon games. And they are popular. I can't deny that. But, like, there's a whole generation of kids, including me, who have, like, played one Pokemon game or have never played any Pokemon games, but they still know everything about Pokemon. And why is that? That's because, like, the fucking Pokemon rap, which is just the names of the first 150 Pokemon, but listed in a way to rhyme. It's because of the anime that would air all the time. It's because of, like, this period from 1996 to 2006 where it was everywhere because 4Kids put it out there. There were movies everywhere. The soundtrack literally hit gold and platinum in the US and Canada. Like, it has fully nothing to do with Nintendo, in my opinion, other than the fact that they created the idea in the first place.
No, and you're completely right. It's not even the video games or anything, because if you check the list, most of the money from their $110 billion total revenue actually comes from licensed merchandise.
Oh, merch. Yeah, I forgot. Well, cards are merchandise, I would say.
Yep. So we're talking about $82 billion that Pokemon has made simply from merchandise.
Yep. And I'm going to put it out there, too. Like, 4Kids merchandised really fucking hard, and you can tell because of... Dude, McDonald's had a Pokemon toy, like, every 5 months. It was the greatest thing ever. I have so many of them. Oh, it was so nice. Like, it's a capitalism thing. It's an American capitalism thing. It's got nothing to do with Nintendo at all. And you could tell because it drops off kind of, like, for that period of time post-2006, there is a drop-off. Especially since people were fucking pissed when it left 4Kids and they replaced all the voice actors. You could find so much weird, interesting history looking through the history of, like, the Pokemon anime and how fans react to things. But I 100% believe that, like, Nintendo has nothing to do with it. They also, for a long time, didn't actually hold the merchandising rights to Pokemon in America, which I believe is the reason why they gave it to the Pokemon Company after the contract with 4Kids ended. Because that was the reason most contracts with 4Kids went bad, is 4Kids had all the rights in America, and it's so much legal fun. Like, I love every single case with every one of those animes. It's fucked up. 4Kids was making all the money. Nintendo wasn't making jack shit at the time. But that just leads it more in my favor. Like, Nintendo isn't the reason Pokemon made it. Nintendo doesn't do shit for their own properties half the time.
Yeah, it's the unfortunate part. But you do have to give it to Nintendo that they have some pretty cool franchises, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, they have amazing concepts and honestly amazing games when they actually try. Like, I love a lot of their games. I really like Super Mario, or not Super Mario. I do like Super Mario.
I will kill you if you don't like Mario. That's it.
Of course. I was going to say Odyssey. So I really like Odyssey. I actually also really like the one that they had. I think it might have been a DS game originally. I'm not even sure. But the one that came out on the Wii, New Super Mario Bros. Or whatever it was.
Yeah, the one that's 2D and you have... yeah, New Super Mario Bros.
It's 3D, isn't it? No. The one on the Wii?
Are you thinking about the new Super Mario 3D Land or World?
No, like I got a Red Wii in 2010 because like I was poor and they were on sale for the first time ever. And they were only like $150 on Black Friday. So of course my parents got me a Wii. It was so sweet. And it came, the Red Wiis came with New Super Mario Bros. For the Wii. That game. I love it. It's one of my favorite Mario games.
Yeah, unfortunately, of the most, you know, good things that Nintendo does, or rather one of the only good things that Nintendo does, is really just their good franchises and good IPs.
Yeah, they drop off the things that like they don't think are gonna even like make money. That's why we don't see a lot of, we don't even see certain Nintendo games come over
F-Zero,
to the West.
There was never Star Fox. Over here.
Yeah, like if once they give up on a franchise, they give up on a franchise, and it's really hurtful actually from my standpoint. Like they only care about what, 3 to 4 of their franchises, honestly. There's like Mario, there's Zelda, Pokemon. What else do they care about? Like Smash, they care about Smash, but I don't think that really necessarily even counts. And do they? Do they really fucking care about it? Like what else do they fucking care about? I can't even think of like they don't care about Donkey Kong no more. They gave up on that in like what, 2006?
Metroid, kind of.
Oh yeah, they finally brought that back after not caring about it for the past 2 decades.
Let's just keep in mind that Nintendo, according to this wiki, has 34 different franchises.
That feels like so much less than it should be, but realistically that makes sense.
And not only that, but like if you think about how many of those are still prevalent, like you were mentioning the Mario, the Legend of Pokemon, there's not that many that are recognizable.
How many
like
of them
how the four
Mario
I listed
related?
Are the top four I named. Like these are the ones I named. I actually
only counted. So if it was Mario related, I didn't count it again because they're bulked. So you have Mario series, which has Mario Kart and Mario Party and Mario RPG. Yep. But excluding those, there's a total of 34 different Nintendo games.
See, I mean, franchises. I bulk up the Mario anyways because it's all Mario at the end of the day. I honestly bulk up Luigi and shit like that with Mario too. Like,
yeah, it's just a Mushroom Kingdom. Shut up.
Exactly. Like, yeah, the only reason I don't bulk in Donkey Kong with all of that is because he actually has his own, like, game series, like Donkey Kong Country and shit like that. Like, I mean, so does Luigi in Luigi's Mansion, but Luigi is like Mario's brother. Just, it's not the same, okay?
Luigi's a spinoff, and I will die on that hill.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Like, Luigi's a spinoff. But also, like, Donkey Kong came before Mario, so it feels disrespectful, in my opinion, to put Donkey Kong in the Mario grouping. I'm like, he came first. That's rude. He's not real, but it's rude.
Here's the question, though. Does Wario deserve his own series, and does Yoshi?
Oh, my God. See, I've always grouped... I've also grouped them in with Mario just because they're... Especially Yoshi. Like, they're spin-off characters. I think Wario, you can maybe argue a little more on, but... like I feel like characters created specifically for the Mario universe are just part of Mario.
I agree completely, honestly.
Hell yeah.
Right, well, thank you for coming to the Rantcast today. I think we've reached the end of our podcast, so thanks for joining me, Arturo, Gores, and Prince.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh yeah, I like Nintendo too. So what were we talking about?
Thank you for listening to the Greencast, and thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGreen.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast. And until next time, game on.